No outs here in the top of the seventh, with the pulverizers up 7-6. Mayonnaise looks to first to hold the runner. The windup, the pitch. It's a line drive. Funny scoops it up and throws to second. She's out. Valentine throws to first. Will it get there in time? Yes, it's a double play.
Dear Journal, every time baseball season starts, I get this tingly feeling all over. Mostly because I'm sweating so much.
Score! Touchdown! Yay!
But also because I'm usually kind of embarrassed with my parents there and all.
Hey, who's that hyper lady?
it beats me. We formed our own team last season, and we're pretty good, especially with Patty pitching. She's our best player.
Strike three! You're out!
We won, Dad! Did you see my double play, Dad? Dad!
You have a point, Joe. It isn't fair to let Patty do all the pitching, is it?
My boy's a born pitcher. He's wasted it, second.
Only kids. They can't be expected to run their own teams.
Oh, I got some ideas.
But we won.
My position in pitching.
Yeah.
That's me. Hey. Our parents figured we weren't mature enough to manage our own baseball team, so they decided to manage it themselves.
Phoebe, he's so
competitive. Peter's got great baseball instincts.
I hope we can come to some reasonable agreement on how to run the team.
Just as long as my boy gets the pitch.
Now, Joe, let's not go making demands.
Phoebe's therapist says she will suffer acute emotional damage if she is not allowed to pitch.
Oh, yeah? Well, my son may not have a fancy shrink, but at least he can
baseball. Who? I insist that Phoebe be the pitcher.
What do you think they're doing?
Well, I guess they're discussing strategy.
Personally, I think if the kids want to run their own team, we should let them. As long as they're enjoying it. After all, it's only a game.
Easy for you to say. Your kid's doing all the
pitching?
Yeah!
You're so selfish.
Who's selfish?
What's going on in here?
Nothing, dear. We were just discussing whose child should be the pitcher.
Well, I don't know beans about baseball, but it seems to me that the only way to resolve this is to have the kids take turns pitching.
Good one, Theta. So it's settled.
Starting turns pitching, but Patty's our best pitcher.
It'll be a disaster. Skunky pitching, or Connie, or me?
Ball four!
Poor Doug, another walk. What's the score?
A bajillion to nothing. We're playing the Honkers next week.
Without Patty's pitching, we haven't got a chance. What'll we do?
Just spread your index and middle fingers a little further.
There!
You're ready to throw the funny fireball! This pitch is a secret weapon that's been in the family for generations, son.
But, Dad, I can barely even hold it this way.
Come on! Zip it on in there, Southpaw!
Ow! Oh, hello there, Phil. This yours?
Hi, bud. Sorry about that. I'm just teaching my boy the funny fireball.
Ah, yes. The ancient springtime rite of passage. The father handing down the ancient lore, showing his son how to throw the furry bunny ball.
Funny fireball.
Whatever. Personally, I wouldn't know a baseball if it hit me on the head. Well, actually, I would, because one just did. But I digress. Well, gotta go. See ya!
You know, Dad, everybody thinks I'm a really good first baseman. Maybe I should just play first base and...
Son, come here. You see this? That's me, the number two pitcher. This was the year I invented the funny fireball. I know you'll make a great pitcher. It's in the blood. Like father, like son.
But, Dad, Patty's a much better...
No buts, son. There are no buts in baseball. As for Patty, look, Patty's a great friend, right? But you can't let that influence you. You were born to be a pitcher. Trust me.
I wanted to play first base. I wanted Patty to pitch. I wanted to win games. Dad was the one who wanted me to be a pitcher. Hi, Dad. Guess what? I'm a major league first baseman.
That's wonderful, Doug.
And I won the World Series.
Fantastic.
And I just signed a $1 zillion-a-year contract.
Great.
But that's nothing. You know what's really great?
What's that, son?
I've won the Nobel Prize.
For pitching?
No, Dad. For peace.
Oh.
Dad. Dad. What do you want from me?
Couldn't you have been a pitcher? Like your old man?
Any luck convincing your dad not to make you pitch?
Nope. How about you?
Nah. I wish you could do all the pitching, Patty. Well, see you guys at the game tomorrow.
See ya. It's not fair. We're gonna get creamed by the Honkers, all because our parents had to butt in.
Hey, we can still beat the Honkers. I mean, Skeeter's got an okay arm, and your arm's not bad. You'll tough it out.
I will?
Sure. You never know until you try.
Hey, maybe I can pitch.
Holy cow! What a game, folks! With two out and the bases loaded in the bottom of the 14th, the Tube Sox have moved first baseman Doug Funny to pitcher!
Hey, are you sure this funny kid can pitch?
Hey, trust me!
Ball four! And Doug Funny walks in the winning run to lose the game! Stick to first base, Funny!
Who was I trying to kid? I was no pitcher. The game was going to be a disaster. So there we were, about to play our old rivals, the Honkers. Our parents were there to cheer us on. At least they were excited.
Let's go, Patty! You can do it!
Attaboy, Skeeter! Go get him!
Maybe it's not too late to buy BB her own team.
Play ball!
Connie Ben, jump to throw!
Hey, Squeaky.
Hey, Chalky. Watch your head.
Huh? Yeesh!
Told ya.
Things didn't go so hot for Connie.
Wow!
Ball four. Take your base.
And the batter walks again.
I want to go back to play outfield.
Oh, don't worry about speed, son. Just throw...
Strikes?
Yeah. These clowns couldn't hit a beach ball with a tennis racket.
Oh, okay, Dad. Nice, soft strikes.
And Valentine takes the mound. He looks for the signal, winds up, and he... lobs it. Bledsoe swings, and it's out of here!
Things didn't go too well for Skeeter, either.
Okay, killer, here's your chance. A few of those funny fireballs I showed you, and we'll be out of this jam.
Hey, Funny!
Funny's on the mound now. Klutz is up to bat. He's pointing to the fence. He's going to cream it! Funny better watch out!
So this was it. Everybody was counting on me. My dad, the team, everyone. It was all up to me. What am I doing here? I'm not a pitcher. I'm a first baseman.
Time!
And a timeout for the Pulverizers. They seem to be discussing something. And here they come.
Doug, are you sure about this?
It looks like Patty Mayonnaise will now be pitching.
Go get him, Patty!
Mayonnaise winds up. The throw.
Strike two! Strike three!
Patty took the mound, our team came back big to gain the lead. And in the final inning...
And the Pulverizers win the game!
With Patty pitching, we beat the Honkers for the first time ever.
Patty, I want to congratulate you. You're a terrific young pitcher.
Thanks, Mr. Funny.
And as for you, young man, if you're going to play first base, you'll need a bigger mitt.
Thanks, Dad. I sure am glad I stuck to first base. Sometimes you just have to do what you think you're good at and not run around trying to please other people.